وعليك السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته Brother Hussam. Many people nowadays call Mujahideen like Usama and many others Khawarij. They say make takfir on Saudi government. Wanna know your view and should I do or what and should I do to these people and should I do to these people? Look, basically regarding this issue, I do not like talking about controversial issues like this. People misconstrued the talk, people misinterpret the talk, and people take it to the way their desires so cause them to. And it's sadly to say that many people today, they're attacking their brothers and sisters who are doing nothing but doing da'wah to Allah Ta'ala, calling only to Allah Ta'ala, calling other people to love Allah Ta'ala, and these people, without naming anyone, these people, because it's haram to name anyone, and I'm on the opinion that you should not talk about any brother or sister, whether in front of him or behind him, negatively. You have an issue with any brother or any sister. Ya akhi al-aziz, ya akhti al-aziza, Islam teaches us to take this person aside or to talk to this person aside independently and say, brother, did you say this? Oh brother, did you do this? Oh brother, I advise you for the sake of Allah that you should be careful due to this and that. This is the Islamic attitude. This is the Islamic ethics and morals. This is the Islamic way. However, today we see people stabbing, piercing, perpetrating their brothers and their sisters with the worst knives, and thus cutting their body deep in their flesh and taking a big part of that flesh, whether it's the heart, the chest, the arm, the leg, the back, the face, the head, and they're eating it. Why? Because they have backbitten their brother or sister in Islam. When a person is calling to Allah and you have a problem with this person, what is the Islamic attitude? You do not go and misconstrued or misinterpret or translate it the way you want to see your so-called madhab. Our madhab, all of us, should be only one. Call Allah, call Rasuluhu, period. You don't call yourself on this or on that. We are Muslims. The companions were called Muslims. Islam is called to follow Muslims. Allah said, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. As Muslims. Yes, we follow the methodology of As-Salaf al-Salih. There's no shadow of a doubt there. But you see groups out there that say they are extra Salafis or superior Salafis or the correct Salafis or whatever other Salafi they call themselves. And then they stab their brothers and sisters behind their back without even authenticating or asking or warning or advising or recommending or counseling if that person done a mistake. Is this Islam? Is this Islam? Wallahi, it isn't. It is not Islam. And the hadith mentions that we should love each other. We should care for each other. We should conceal each other's faults. Not expose your faults or the faults of your brother or sister. This is not Islam. And Islam will never call to this. Never. Islam is a deen of righteousness, is a deen of ethics and morals, is a deen of the perfection of character. And these brothers and these sisters, I call them my beloved brothers and sisters. Yes, they have faults, as I have faults. I call them and say, fear Allah. Fear Allah. And instead of deterring, preventing, and placing obstacles before people, unite, love, care. You may have a difference of opinion, not a problem. Not a problem. That does not make you a better Muslim. Allah Ta'ala defines who's better or not. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The most favored, the most honored among you before Allah Ta'ala are those who have most piety, righteousness, Allah consciousness. So you do not be the judge of a Muslim and start stabbing your brothers and sisters. Enough of this gibberish. Enough of this nonsense. You are committing a haram. So fear Allah Ta'ala. You have an issue? Not a problem. You don't agree with something? Not a problem. You want to advise? Advise. Don't hurt. Don't go get a big knife and start cutting into the flesh of your brother, drinking his blood and eating his flesh. Because that is exactly what you are doing. So regarding these issues, and unfortunately I see it greatly in England. See, in Australia, we don't have this nonsense. And if we do, it's extremely minor. Instead, the majority of the organizations, the institutions, the Islamic institutions, they work together. They cooperate with each other. They may have their differences, but their enemy is not each other. Their enemy is the kafar, or their enemy are those who are fighting them, those who are slandering them, those who have raised arms against them. Their enemy are those who are fighting Islam, mocking Islam, slandering Islam. They consider them their enemies, not each other. Not each other. So fear the Almighty Lord and go back to the history of Islam and understand by learning from the pious predecessors how they treated each other in matters of difference. So regarding the Saudi governments and their likes, why would you even want to talk or chat about governments that have not referred back to you in the slightest bit? Leave them to Allah Ta'ala. He will judge every government. He will judge every leader. I don't see any benefit about people who make takfir or those who do not make takfir, that so-and-so is not a kafir or so-and-so is a kafir. Why bother yourself with this issue? Leave that to Allah. He knows the intentions. He knows the hearts of man. Let him judge it. There's no need for me to come and tell Alfred or John or Michelle that Malik Kada or Kada, the king of Saudi Arabia, for example, is a Muslim, or the king of Saudi Arabia is a Catholic. What is the benefit of telling her that? There's no need for this. So I'll keep it concealed and I'll keep quiet and silent about these issues that have no benefit to these people that are trying to learn Islam. This is our problem. We focus on issues that are not important or not as important as Tawheed. And then you get people that say, no, you have to. This is Tawheed al-Hakamiyyah. You have to teach this. You have to expose this. You have to learn this. You have to propagate this. And then you start getting into the most disparaging confrontations about your brothers and sisters. Basically, my beloved brothers and sisters, fear the Almighty Lord, learn your deen, learn your deen. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 13 years in Mecca, he taught no other than La ilaha illallah. He taught Tawheed. He taught Tawheed for 13 years. He taught the companions how to love Allah, how to instill the love, the sweetness of love for Allah Ta'ala. And once that was concreted, once that was instilled in their hearts, then and only then, 13 years later, the Almighty Lord obligated upon them prayer. 13 approximately years later. Because the importance of every Muslim is knowing what Allah Ta'ala is recognizing who you are praying to, who you are fasting for, who you perform pilgrimage to, or for, and so forth. This will get you to Jannah. Allah Ta'ala on a day of resurrection is not going to say, Ya Amina, Ya Ahmed, why did you not say that so-and-so is a kafir? Or why did you not say that so-and-so is not a kafir? He will not bother you with this. You are asked about your understanding, the recognition, the knowledge, the implementation, the propagation, and the patience and perseverance in the face of adversity. So my beloved brothers and sisters, again, I repeat, be very careful. Be very careful of all those who speak against scholars, of all those who speak against preachers of Islam, of all those who speak about their brothers and sisters behind their back. I say, and Allahu A'lam, if these teachers are speaking about their brothers and sisters and stabbing them and eating their flesh behind their back, beware of these people. And I myself don't know who's doing this, but I am warning every brother and sister, if you know of a particular preacher that stabs and stabs and backbites his brothers, his sisters behind their back, avoid these people. The only time you are allowed to speak about a preacher in Islam is when that preacher is committing blasphemy, is committing kufr, is committing shirk. For example, Ibn Arabi of the 13th century, he was known for his kufr, the man that claimed monism or pantheism. Ibn Arabi, who was known to say that the Almighty Lord is in him, as in you. So he says, why do you worship an external essence, an external one, instead worship yourself? This is his statement. This is kufr. So you are allowed to warn people from this person. So preachers of such evil, yes, warn. But if you have a different opinion of such and such person that does not constitute to kufr, to shirk, then why do you not go and advise this person if you have an issue with him? Instead, why do you go on chat rooms, in forums, in this and in that, and propagate it and proclaim it to the entire existence? Where is the benefit, O brother or O sister in Islam, in this? I ask inshaAllah the Almighty Lord to forgive us for our shortcomings. We are all imperfect. We are all people who do mistakes. The only perfect one is no other than the one that created imperfection, created us in a state of deficiency. So he's, as he said on the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if man did not commit sin, he would have created a new existence, a new creation, who committed sin and thus turned to Allah Ta'ala in repentance and forgiveness. Wa billahi tawfiq.